What compensation can you recover from a dog bites? It's very scary to get bitten seriously by a dog. These attacks can hurt people extremely badly, leaving scars that stay forever and make them feel very bad. A personal injury claim isn't just about punishing the owner, it's also about collecting back the money that will make you whole again by compensating for all of your short and long-term losses. When you file a claim with Pyramid Legal, the total amount of money you can collect is usually split into two primary sorts of damages, those that we can measure with receipts and those that we can't. Losses that can be measured in terms of money, economic damages. This group has all the money you have lost or will lose because of the attack. You can usually prove these items with things like pay stubs and bills. This is often the most important part of getting medical care. It covers everything from going to the emergency room and getting stitches to getting counseling, physical therapy, and prescription medicines. Most crucially, insurance pays for future medical costs, which can include costly plastic or reconstructive surgery to get rid of scars. Lost wages and income. If you couldn't work due to your injury, you can get back the money you lost. This is known as loss of earning potential, and it is also part of the whole payout. It means that the accident injured you in a way that will make it hard for you to make money in the future. Property damage. This covers the cost of fixing or replacing objects that were broken during the attack, including clothes or glasses. Losses in quality of life, damages that don't cost money. The attack harms both your health and your money. These damages are subjective. Thus, there is no bill for them, but they are highly crucial for finding out how much money is fair. Agony and suffering. This covers the agony that comes from the wounds and the process of healing. You earn more money for injuries that are worse and take longer to heal. Emotional trauma and distress. A lot of people, especially kids who have been bitten by a dog, suffer mental health problems that last for a long time. These problems might include anxiety, nightmares, or even PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. This injury is an example of this because of the pain it causes and the cost of ongoing therapy. You could earn money for scars and other permanent changes. Scars that are easy to see and endure a long time, especially on the face or hands, make the non-economic expenses go up a lot since they damage people mentally and socially. How much you can receive back depends mostly on how terrible your injuries are and how good the evidence is. Don't let your insurance provider make the cost of a dog attack seem less serious. Call Pyramid Legal to make sure you get all the money you owe.